Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
All right. Once again, and hold on, let's start this show out the correct way. Let's see. Did you have the nerve, Rico Dancy, to call my private phone line while I'm live on air? Rico Dancy, you get this infamous shout out as we start things off on Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 46. That M period, A period, N period, abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. And for those who are checking out Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. You can always send in your music, commercials, requests via emaxxradio@gmail.com. We should be able to play something right here. Let me give you three quick disclaimers to get you started. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press one. Before I go to the 216400, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Eric Magnus. Number 9, Black Odyssey moves up. Number 8, Eric Wilson, M-Stacks, Pusha T tonight at the House of Blues. Number 7, WUCP First Annual Party. That was last Saturday. Brother Dontez Taylor and BWE Black Women of Excellence did they thing, food and all that. Number six, College Dropout Tour, was at the Odeon last Friday with Aaron Malik. Number five, Bigotron, Angel Davenport. Angel Davenport was last Wednesday at Beachland. Number four, the Turkey Jam. More on that in just a little while. Number 18, Tree Lighting Public Square, which is taking place Saturday. That is, thousands will be downtown, really starting out at 3 p.m., but there are a lot of things going on all the way up and down. But if you just type in 2018 Tree Lighting Public Square, you can get all that info. Number two, Defending Descent Patriot Award. More on that in just a little while. And number one, the debut was the Holiday Party. More on that. Let's get rid of as much as we can. Let's go. First of all, I want to let people know that Life Obstacles is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE 1490 AM. The Art McCoy Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WRE 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays, and that is 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. All four of those shows are like www.newstalkcleveland.com. If I work my way backwards, you can find out that the Fred Barkley Live Group or Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church for events and everything like that, or WHK 1220 AM, The Word, Tony Fruit Show, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And also you can Facebook the Black House Sounds Open Mic. Now, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a picture of a sheriff's hat on the profile picture, or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. And last but not least, before I go to the phone line, just getting rid of a lot of stuff so I don't have to do it later, Facebook or Blog Talk Gamma Radio, and OPN Radio is on weupradio.com. That's Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So what I can do also is let people know you can call. This is a good one. You can call Mayor Frank G. Jackson and encourage him to put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees. That number is 216-465-6161. That's 216-465-6161. Let Mayor Frank Jackson know, hey, put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees. Why? Because he hasn't so far. And then I also want to let people know, as we get into the announcements of what's happening, wow, how's this one? Ace Check Cashing. This coming Friday, Black Friday, well, there'll be a lot of blacks at East Under 16th in Buckeye. Friday, 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Ace Check Cashing. Since they took advantage of Dontez Taylor, blind member of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, we got to see them personally. Hey, Buckeye, they took advantage of somebody with an eye problem. We coming to see them. That's this coming Friday. Feel free to come join us out there. I also want to thank people who are at least tuning in. Before I do anything else, I guess I'll go and check and see what's happening with that 216-400 number. They're so patient. 216-400, what's happening? 216-400 going once? Going twice? Thank you for not hanging up, because what that means is, sounds like to me, I hear something moving around in the pan. I think you're probably stirring away around some stuff, getting that gravy and stuff together, or maybe pre-cooking that meat for Thanksgiving. So, by the way, may everybody have a very, very blessed, safe, happy Thanksgiving. I have not done that and thanked people, so I just want to put that out there, because some people out there are saying, hey, you forgot to do that. And again, there's some Native Americans out there who are saying, man, the hell with Thanksgiving. Anyway. I just wanted to throw that one out. But y'all should be happy for this Thanksgiving, because they finally got rid of that bug-eyed Red Sambo, Chief Wahoo. Anyway, so long, Wahoo. You're being put back out to pasture. As I look at things, before I go to the 216-322, I would like to at least just talk about a couple of things real quick. If I can, I would like to start off with saying, since I didn't get a chance to do it, usually, it's not going on this coming week, but I will tell you that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue, right off of Ivanhoe with a 44110 area code. and that's located between the east side of 52nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue itself. The number one and number 37 buses will take those who are car challenged, vehicle challenged, to the intersection of east side of 52nd and St. Clair. Now, the number 28 bus passes by Ivanhoe and Euclid. Trust me, that's a good walk, so you might want to bring some water, Powerade, Gatorade, stuff like that. And you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Before I go to the 216-322, I can't tell people that this is a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox, because this will let people know one of the reasons why it was Thanksgiving Eve and something else of importance came up. 10-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because you can Facebook Silence Domestic Violence, Bury the Pain. And that will be this Wednesday at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Riverside Cemetery Chapel, 3607 Pearl Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44109. Families, Friends of Domestic Violence, as they honor Aisha Frazier and other men and women who died tragically in 2018, as the Euclid NAACP, Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Laura Cowan, Man in the Street, Jay Price will speak. For those who may have missed it, the past Saturday was morning, it happened. It was getting out by noon. Lance Mason stabbed his ex-wife, Aisha Frazier, to death. He was, you know, originally he'd been forced off the bench by 2015 because around the 2014 end of that year, he punched his ex-wife 20 times in front of the children while they was rolling down the street, and he slammed her head 5 times into the dashboard. Now, former state rep and state senator and a judge. Now, this is the thing. Cleveland Mayor Frank G. Jackson hired him in 2017 as the city's director of minority business administrator with backing from Marsha Fudge. Well, love that Mayor Frank Jackson fired the former judge hours after he killed his former wife. I should say alleged, but he killed her. Anyway, Mayor Frank G. Jackson uses the Second Chance Program to hire ex-offenders like an ex-judge. But wait. The ex-judge damn near killed his ex-wife in the first freaking place. So Frank G. Jackson, Mayor Jackson, will you hire Mo Dog, the crack dealer? I mean, he should get a second chance. How about putting him in City Hall as, I don't know, being in charge of recyclables? That might work for him. Or how about, you know, Markeisha the prostitute? She was in Marysville, Marsha Fudge. Give her a letter of recommendation. Kind of like he did Judge Mason. Oh, wait. Her title's not big enough. Wait. I guess you have to be an ex-council person or judge to get favor. And what's so crazy is Marsha Fudge's former congressional opponent, Bev Goldstein, said at the Imperial Avenue rally that convicted rapists, women abusers, should do the full term. Do the full time. No cop-outs, because women resuffer the rape or domestic abuse daily in their lives. And women, men, if you're suffering an abusive relationship, run. Get the fuck out. Worry the law about it. Media, activist groups that you wish to get away, get some help. Because that person, 9 times or 10 times out of 10, ain't going to change. Unless. See, I can relate to a lot of this just because I lost my daughter. I was at the age of 16. I was 16. She was 11 months. I stayed mad for years, verbally abusive, tore up shit. I did. Guess what? I just now got into trauma class the past few months. I ain't gonna ever put a woman in that situation again and to be verbally abusive and that angry. See, an abuser will never tell you they're going to change, because they ain't going to change if they just saying, I'm going to change. That's bullshit. They're not going to tell you they're changing. They just change, period. See, if you're going through that, get the hell out. Bail out. Because, you see, prayer without action is an inaction. Changing without action is an inaction. Talking trash. I'm going to change. Just stop. Shut up. Change. Anyway, before I go to the next phone call, I want to also, hey, I'm there right now. Don't forget me. I'm just there. I also wish to just say, before I do anything else, so I can end off everything, if you want to check out anything, you can check out Melanated Media News on Facebook and YouTube, or you can go to Joseph Motley JR period Facebook. You can check him out on YouTube. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can also check out the YouTube channel of Joseph P. Motley Jr. Black Owned Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceofradio.com. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. As a matter of fact, I can say tomorrow, the beat creator, the legend, the man known as Matt Locke will be in the house. Matt Locke, let me go to 216-322. Don't tell me you're trying to change nothing. How are you doing at 216-322?
Good evening, Brother Porter. How are you?
I'm alive, so I'm doing quite well. To what do I owe the pleasure of this phone call?
I got off work early, and even though you wouldn't answer my question about the topics for your show, I decided to call in, and being that it's Thanksgiving, I am not going to ask the question that we discussed. However, I am going to piggyback on your stepping on your 10-foot ladder and encourage victims of domestic violence, male, female, and even the young children. If this is happening to you, whomever you may be, head for the hills, run. If your family does not support you, your neighbors, run. Run as far and as fast as you can. There are too many victims of domestic violence that say and think that, oh, I love this person, we're married, God said, no, the Lord didn't say thou shalt be beat senseless, lose an eye, lose your limbs, or lose your life to this person. Love yourself, and if you don't know how to love yourself, then at least love life. Please, please do run far and fast. You do not have to be a punching bag to anyone. And also remember that emotional violence is still something that is, the effects are long-lasting. Anyway, I'm going to step off the ladder, and I'm going to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to hope that you will all use this time of peace and thankfulness to think of your fellow man and woman who is less fortunate. Let's get out and take care of one another. And think about illiteracy, because that's something that our children and our neighbors are suffering from. So I'm going to listen, as I haven't been able to do in a long time. Brother Porter, Brother Motley, I think what you do is wonderful, and all those who work with you, kudos to all of you. Amen, and God bless.
God bless. Thank you. May you definitely enjoy some of what's being said before I go. Pick on the 216-682 and the 216-820. I can say one good thing. Yesterday, got to give a shout-out to Edge Hill Community Church, 2555 Euclid Heights Boulevard in Cleveland Heights. They had the prayer service November 18th, which was, of course, yesterday. Special Thanksgiving dinner. Of course, you had people like Mama Porter, Black House Sounds, Down Solid Entertainment, Goldsteins, GMS Hood Famous, and this was one service that, wow, really touched me, because instead of a sermon, a sermonette, it focused on prayer. That's it. And just some things to walk away from was, let's see, Colossians 4:2, yep, 4 verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Another one was 1 John 5:15, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. Or Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Or 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Also, Psalms 17:6, I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Psalm 145:18, the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. And the last one that I read out of a few of these, and that comes from Psalms, or Psalm 4:1. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. And so it ended up being very nice, excellent, particular thing. I also want to just call out attention of and say I thank people who choose to tune in and turn on because you don't have to. So with that being said, I will say that this is coming up much sooner than later. Healing Gospel Concert, Stop the Violence, Stop the Killing, Heal the Victims, featuring local gospel groups, praise dancers, spoken word artists, and other groups. Refreshments will be served after the service. It's the Healing Gospel Concert, which is being sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That Sunday, December the 9th, the program starts from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Donations are $10. Everybody knows what we do, so when we try to hold a little fundraiser, it's to make sure we can continue to do what we're doing, because a lot of what we do comes from our own personal pockets. But then again, nobody personally told us to do what we do, so that's why we do what we do. And that is the Healing Gospel Concert. For more information, you can reach out to Judy Martin, chairperson, at 216-990-0679, or Art McCoy at 216-253-4070. Boom, that's it on that one. As I move on over, I have so many people on the phone lines. This is almost scaring me. I'm going to go to the 216-682 because they're probably going to tell me, man, I ain't going to change myself and forget all that prayer stuff. 216-682, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm alive. What's going on with you?
Yeah, Father's Eyes Matter on the phone. I just wanted to tell you that we're very proud of everything you're doing. Keep up the good work. And you're making us all proud out there. This domestic violence situation has got my entire group very upset. Not happy at all. We will be down this Wednesday, 6 p.m. They're going to have like a vigil down there, and we're going to be speaking with several other community activist groups. But I'm going to tell everybody out there, especially all my brothers, we got to do better, man. We have to do better.
Man, I appreciate that. And real quick, so everybody knows, because I was looking at that other part that's coming up, 601 Lakeside, for those who don't know, that's the proper address for City Hall, Cleveland, room number 514. I remember joining... Well, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, joining up with Fathers Lives Matter when people thought we were, well, just wasting our time for a 16-year-old who had been bullied. The videotape that I can call his name, Judge Michael Ryan, ignored, showed that the young lady had been bullied and beat down by five individuals and an adult. He ignored everything, even went against what the mother said, argued with Judy Martin in court, said no matter who you get or what you get out of his mouth, I'm not going to do anything to change my mind on anything. And it took the news, two different news networks, Channel 5, Channel 19, getting involved, and the justice that's being received. If you want to know what's happening, please show up early morning on Wednesday at 10 a.m. to room 514, because a police officer who lied about what happened is being, quote-unquote, hey, there's a reprimand going on, and he's under review, and you can go through the whole proceedings and see what happens when you do start to band together, stand up, and stick with each other. Is that basically what's happening?
Correct. So we're going to be down there supporting this young lady and helping her get some justice. 601 Lakeside, that'll be Wednesday morning. And then on Wednesday evening, we're having a domestic violence vigil. It's at Riverside Cemetery on Pearl Road on the west side of Cleveland. Kicks off at 6 p.m. Father's Eyes Matter is going to be down there joining several well-respected community activist groups. And we're going to be talking about domestic violence. And, all of us groups together, it's just we all got to stand as one, start battling these types of crimes. Laws got to be changed. We got to do better for our future. You know, it makes me very concerned as president of Fathers Lives Matter on what's in the future for our children. When we're allowing domestic violence to go on with a slap on the wrist, or, predators that go on with a slap on the wrist. I mean, we got to do better. You know, we've got to push our legislators, and we got to get these laws changed. We have no protection at all for women and children.
Man, I thank you so much. And before you go, how can we get in touch with your group, Fathers Lives Matter?
Fathers Lives Matter is on Facebook. We help out men, women, children, grandmas. We don't care who you are. We help everybody out. Our concept of our group is justice for all, and we will seek out justice for everybody. So it's Facebook. Look us up, Fathers Lives Matter, or you can even hit us up on my phone number, and I'll give it out. I don't care. It's 216-682-8341. Again, that's 216-682-8341. If you're battling any type of corruption at all, hit us up. We do have attorneys that are backing us up to on our page.
Man, I appreciate you. And, man, we look forward to dealing with you, and definitely feel free to hold a line. And I just thank you for calling in this evening.
No problem, brother. I'll be seeing you soon, definitely.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. And ooh-wee. And for those people who thought that the holidays would keep people from calling in, I'll be going to the 216-820-216. Okay, I like the way this is going, the 468, the 216, the 209. Before I do anything else, I just want to let people know that the holiday party took place in Mitchell's. Boys at Radio was the ones who threw it. It was off of 249th and Euclid. I'll get into a little bit more after that, but I would like to say it was good that you had, you know, some live radio programming, such as, I will say, the experience with Sandy Scott, Lynn Tolliver. And the main thing is, one of the ones on the flyer that showed, which was James Tate, R&B singer, Suave Gotti did his Dog Nation, Poison Ivy. Get to a little bit more on that in just a little while. My thing is, I've got to give a shout-out to Anti and some of the people who showed up, Carmen Classy Lee, Kim from the Black House Sounds Open Mic, Down Solid Entertainment, who came to support. And I just want to say, when you have people like Inflation Fighter Kermit Henderson from Dolls Rabbit Creations, a brother who's gotten a lot of artists platinum plaques through the work he's done, was the first one who worked with and got Bone basically on the map with Bone Enterprise, was there. And my thing is, just if you're going to do something right, start on time. If you have an open mic that's supposed to start at 12 noon, just be careful. Don't start it at 3:30. You know, because if you do, it might start up a little bit of a problem. Start late, it does. I have to remember that for my own stuff. And then also, if you're honoring Queen Dot, a.k.a. Doris Pearson, who worked with Squeaky D Records, the legendary thing itself, you know, she was one of the ones who helped institute explicit music stickers locally. And you have a group like, I don't know, Sir Cuss-A-Lot and the Foul Mouse performing a few songs of cussing tracks before a group that is definitely on the flyer that has a strong ratings, like Black House Sounds, that has a real tribute with Queen Doris Pearson's photo. Oh, I should give a shout-out to Red, Black, and Green Flag, and I want to thank Down Solid Entertainment, as well as Poison Ivy, yes, the Poison Ivy, and GMS Hood Famous TV's own Kim Ra, who came through, and because of a time factor, the owner about to put you out, so that gets cut down by a couple of songs, and you're still grateful for things, but come on, the dance band cut the two songs. So I just want to say, people, when you do things, make sure you follow through on your own schedule, because if you don't, a club owner or somebody else will do it and say, I'm going to make you follow your schedule. So I do want to let people know that this Friday, November 23rd, 6 p.m. to 2:30 a.m., it is the 2018 Turkey Jam. For those who remember it from back in the day like I do, when I was a youngster. And this time, yep, the Kinsman Dazz Band All-Stars featured Michael Calhoun, Kenny Pettis. It was nice that Calhoun, I will say Kermit Henderson, recognized Black House Sounds for what was done. There are videos out that have been put there, and we'll make sure it gets through. And I do believe Music, DJ Ellery, DJ Pac-Man, DJ T-Rex, and the legendary MC Chill Doc T, Brandon Landrum. And that's really a dope situation, and it's good. I'm going to go to the next phone caller and just say I thank folks. I better go to the 216-820 phone number. They'll probably tell me, you know something? I've been in your workshops or your open mics. Y'all be on time, and it ain't doing nobody no good being on time. My cousin do stuff, and it ain't never on time. Anyway, I'm going to take the abuse. It comes with the territory. 216-820, I'm ready.
All right, all right. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Wanted to make this short and brief, you know what I'm saying, before I put this phone back on ice, you know what I'm saying, so we can charge up some more. I just want to let everybody know that on Friday, December the 7th, 2018, Black House Sound will have open mic night. Where? At Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112 on the second floor, suite 2190 at the Chandler Park building from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So come on out, bring your friends, bring your family, and please bring your kids, okay? Do not be stuck in the house with them talking about you got to babysit, because you do not have to babysit them there. You can bring them out to an event where it's free food and fun for everyone to come and enjoy. So once again, on December 7th, 2018, that's a Friday night, at Friends and Fellowship, 17325 Euclid Avenue on the second floor of the Chandler Park building, suite 2190 from 7 to 9. Come on out and showcase your talents and show Black House Sound as well as the rest of the congregation of what you're made of. There ain't going to be nobody judging you, because only God can judge you up in his house. So once again, Black House Sound will be having an open mic. Come on out. Do not be afraid to showcase your talents, because Black House Sound ain't never been afraid to showcase theirs. And a lot of other young folks that have been there before have never been afraid to showcase theirs. So at the end of the day, come on out, have fun, get full off some food, and most of all, enjoy the open mic night on Friday night, December 7th, 2018, from 7 to 9 at the Chandler Park building, suite 2190, because at the end of the day, Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. I said it once before, and I'll say it again. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Keep God in your life, because the devil is a liar, and most importantly, keep all your friends close and enemies closer. And as a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, speaking of which, you know what I'm saying, if you all didn't hear, you know, last night someone had their lives taken at East Cleveland, right across the street from Shaw High School. So that's why we have the Black House Sound open mic night at Friends and Fellowship, you know, to let everybody know that we all about unity, and it's all about the youth. You know what I'm saying? Because they are the future of tomorrow. And next thing you know, in the future, everything that they do will be OG'd to the other youth that'll be coming in within the future. So I say it before, and I'll say it again. You know what I mean? Also, don't forget to log on to Joseph P. Motley on YouTube to check out the new tracks, as well as the Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube to check out the latest videos and latest tracks. Shouts out to the founder, Joseph Motley Jr. Please do not be afraid to subscribe and hit the like button or dislike button if you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Because like I say, hating becomes motivation, and Black House Sound is on the rise. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. One love, I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I can say, okay, I got a couple phone callers that I'll be getting to. And, man, the brother did not tell you that he was able to rock with his motivational song, a bankroll, in a club setting, and had a lot of people rocking back and forth. I'm also glad that they appreciated Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man. Yeah, Queen Dot followed those singles, didn't mind it when they were posted, and would ask, hey, is that particular show coming up? Are you going to perform this song or that song? So before I go to the next phone caller, I just want to say that, last Wednesday, 3-year anniversary of my being president of Black Owned Black Crown Incorporated. Now, the East Cleveland Next Wave CEO Group, CEO Cleveland Empowerment, definitely organization, they had asked me to speak about why I'm invested time in East Cleveland's growth. And, you know, it really didn't seem like it was that hard of a question. I was thankful, though, and I was nervous, because when you have people like Larry H. Gardner from VoiceOfRadio.com's Headlines and Headaches, or former president, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Precinct Government, National Action Network, Brother Ernie Harris, or Don Bryant, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, working on getting better relations with Americans, as well as Muslim Americans, Palestinians, minorities, all kind of relations. Dolores Gray from Brick House Wellness, National Lifetime Queen, Ernest L. Smith, East Cleveland City Council Vice President, Laquan's an event planner, Tammy Kennedy. Even Suave Gotti from GMS Hood Famous TV, and then, you know, giving you a free lunch for everybody who comes in. And, you know, my thing was, real quick, it's not much of a step ladder. I think it's only 7 feet, because it's the difference between knowledge and ignorance. See, I don't live in East Cleveland, really. I've stayed throughout, but I never had an address in East Cleveland yet. It's coming, though. I see it. But I'm Cleveland. But knowledge is history, and I know the history. You had Rockefellers. You had so much rich land. That's kind of why University Circle and other areas want it. But we're not going to get into all of that right now. Basically speaking, to give you an overview, if everybody thinks about the history, and I'll put it into the context that I heard from Devin Branch one time, for those who think about it, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, early 60s, people would have loved, especially those of color, some of our people would say, or for the rest of us with our fist up, black, those people in the 30s, 40s, 50s, early 60s would have begged, borrowed, fought, done any and everything they could to have their own town rather than to be subjugated by where you have the police chief, the police officers, the sheriff, the judge, the mayor, white. You kind of knew you were going to be hung even if they locked you up for something a little bit. It was just going to happen. Now, East Cleveland has their own law director, mayor, council people, all of that. Since it's the seven, that, you know, perfection, that completion. So it's black. So anyway, they have it. And so knowing what's right from wrong and the people crying out in pain, East Cleveland has a special place in my heart. That's why I worked out there for the dang recall of the mayor, former Mayor Gary Norton, who was like getting up in front of a room full of Caucasian people and saying, hey, we're going to help the people go ahead and annex East Cleveland somewhere else. Don't tell anybody. And got caught for that. It's time for him to go. It's time for the sitting city council president to leave, which was Thomas Wheeler. When we got rid of those jokers, guess what happened? You got somebody in there who wanted to help work with the people. Meaning, how did you get Ernest L. Smith? I'll never forget that weird phone call. This will be 2.5 minutes or less. Let's go. When he called me up and he said, hey, Big Al, I know your role. I know what you do, Black on Black Crime. We've been working together for all these years. I'm being offered the position to be the vice president. Now, I ran before. I don't have to run. You tell me. I won't take it, and I'm cool. And I prayed about it. Didn't give my answer right away. I prayed about it, thought about it, called him back and told him, you better run. But instead of running later on, you better go ahead and take that seat so you can run later. Why? Because if they don't pick you and you know you'll represent the people to your utmost ability, what happens when they go and grab some butthole to take your place and they do terrible things to the people in the community? It's on you. It's kind of like this. Everybody knows I don't have any real, like, love loss with anything like that. Mayor Frank G. Jackson, now, if something had happened and he had come up and said, you do it is what it is. I want you to be council person in Cleveland. As long as there's no strings attached that I have to write anything down, anything, you're damn right I'll take it. Because if not, one of his cronies will get the job. And if one of the cronies gets the job, guess who's going to be taken advantage of in the long run? It's the people. It's kind of like you can't be no punk and you can't be scared doing this type of business. If you have too much fear doing anything, you'll never follow through. So when the opportunity arises, no matter what, you're going to take advantage of that opportunity. You say you love the people, and the Creator gives you that chance. Make a difference. Work with some things. And the end result has been, you look at East Cleveland Solutions, where Black-owned, Black Crown Incorporated works with OPN side-by-side to bring in politicians and other people so that the people in the community can hear from them for at least 90 minutes rather than the other things that have happened in East Cleveland when a politician comes through, speaks for 5 minutes, and says, I've got to go to so-and-so town. No, we make you sit there and go through everything with the people. That's what it's like when you do the job you're supposed to do. I'm going to go and bother that 216-468 because they're going to probably tell me, oh, yeah, I don't care. East Cleveland should have never gotten rid of Gary Norton. I thought he was a great dude. 216-468, you're on live. You can tell me off. I'm right here.
Black House Sounds. Do I have the right station?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. VoiceOfRadio.com.
Is this
Black
on
Black
Sheriff?
Crime? No. This is the Sheriff on Blog Talk Radio itself. So
Kill
if you're not looking
right?
for WERE or Voices, then you're on the right station.
BMA? BMA?
Yeah, BMA is around here. BMA around here. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Black on Black Crime?
Black on Black Crime. Right here, right here, right here.
All right, let me stop messing with the people. I'm calling in the founder from Blackout Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. Always check out that YouTube page, Joseph Motley Jr., if you want to hear mixtapes and Thank You, Jesus, and all that great stuff. And if you want to hear the new music we're working on currently, you can type in Joseph Motley. But before you type in Joseph Motley, it would be Joseph P. Motley Jr., then just Joseph Motley. The reason I called in today was to talk about the Mitchell Show and Voice It Radio. I want everybody to know Voice It Radio, if you're a local artist, they do the best that they can do in a world of an industry where everybody do their own thing. So they did the best they can do, and they did a great job overall by letting artists have a platform to go to. Was the whole show what it could have been? That was for you to be there to judge it for yourself. So I can't speak on that. But what I do like to say about Carl Powers III, I was so amazed in the performance of Carl Powers III. He went up there with a gospel song. Well, we're not going to say gospel. We're going to say a song to the Lord from Black House Sound.
Mm-hmm.
And before he rapped, it was these rappers up there, and they said everything in the book that you can imagine. So I know my partner had to have heat under him before he went up there. But when he went up there, I saw the whole crowd rock for him. So for all the people that's on this line right now that supported Black House Sound 3 and 4 years ago and believed in this, I want to tell you all thank you for not just helping me or the sheriff or Carl Powers or the next local artist that's on the line, because we all help each other. Just understand, keep pushing, persevere. Keep pushing, persevere. Fall on your face, get up, persevere. Fall in another time, get up, persevere. If any human being tell you, you will win every day, all the time. If anybody trying to sell you that, it's a scam. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. We out.
Man, that's something to learn, something to at least take in. I'm, like, really pumped up by a lot of these phone calls this evening. I will say that, you know something? What was just said, it made me think. It makes me think to, you know, my past and things that I go through and what I've seen. As a matter of fact, what I can do, since I've gotten rid of almost everything that I'm supposed to probably talk about, is I will let people know. It's good to know certain things. It just is. Because by, you feel, December the 21st, people can win $500 for less than 120 seconds if anybody wants to, because Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, if you have a speech, a rap, a poem in any way, damn, I wish I could win that, but I can't. But anyway, you can go to Community Innovations, LLC, C-O-M-M-Q-N-I-T-Y-I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N-S, LLC. If you go to www.communityinnovationsllc.com and you press contact, enter the email address, and follow and record your speech, rap, or poem, and email that video as a follow-through to urbanpuntitz number2@gmail.com. Hey, there you go. And it will be announced who the winner is between December 15th to December 21st, just in time for the holidays. That's all you have to do. You can get the Mixcloud app or MixLR app, or just go to www.voiceradio.com to be able to check in and see who it is. And if you subscribe to that particular thing anyway, Community Innovations LLC, .wordpress.com. Well, they're almost at their line to have their first 100 subscribers, and somebody out of that will win $100 just for subscribing. Appreciate people for doing things like that. And what I can do also is I'm going to play a song, debut it for the first time. You know, it's one of those songs that I personally love and think the world of. It has one of the strongest messages on there. It was from, believe it or not, something called CCR 1, and it features, well, Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, Black House Sounds. This is a world premiere.
World is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. See, the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in our heart. It's right there. Medication for cancer, but when it come to AIDS, politicians and doctors really don't have an answer.
Praise God. Fast money, fast life, I don't need a job. I don't understand the problems I'm about to see. Can't nobody talk to me, I'm an OG. Eventually my anger leads me to my first case. My mama looking at me saying, man, what a waste. Hip-hop is calling me, but I'm too deaf to even answer. Bad decisions that I make is spreading like a cancer. Now you was talking to me, man, you gon' check me. If I don't show no love, how you gon' respect me? Fast forward to the day, yeah, I am better now. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm out here getting my cheddar now. The biggest problem is 'cause we don't love each other. Always love yourself and give props to your mother.
Girl, it's out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there, see the world is out of shape, like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart. It's right there.
Man, the world is out of shape. It ain't great, but I refuse to seal my fate. In a hell's gate, I don't know the difference between real and fake. And false traits in the definition of common theft. On stealing tape, but what's the difference with real love and fake love? Do you get a welcome hug or get you slug one way or another? Your occupation, the bin bug, when you let them up, all in your world, your name and blood. Why you telling people that you my cuz when you working for the fuzz? Trying to sting, operate my pockets like I got white devil drugs. I never flood that white cane. Only thing got flood is music, man. And spit that inspirational flow and hit the streets with a bang. It ain't my fault you let your career hang. Being in the wrong gang, I was living my life through music. You was living yours in a fast lane. Yo, Ronnie B, tell this lame to get out the game. He visualized on what he saw through the windows of pain.
You see the world inside of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See, the world is out of shape. Like, oh yeah, and the love is in your heart, it's right there.
She come to me like, well, when you get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
I love that particular track. That song features, of course, Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, and in the middle of the song, the brother known as Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, a.k.a. So Far the King of Twinsburg Summit County. And, you know, the past Saturday, Lutheran Church Defending Rights to Dissent Patriot Award and panel discussion on police reform, it was excellent because that was before I had to, you know, crisscross from town. But earlier that afternoon, the 2018 Defending Rights to Dissent Patriot Award went to recipient Crystal Jones, for outstanding grassroots activism in support of civil liberties and constitutional rights in the U.S., as Ms. Jones is the first female heavy equipment operator employed by the city of Cleveland. She brought a successful legal action against the city for their role in actively suppressing the rights of her and her coworkers relative to this exercise of free speech as guaranteed under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and is still fighting for the rights of workers and those in surrounding communities that have clean air, water, soil, which she says is threatened by toxic and hazardous materials dumped at the waste facility where she is employed. Now, after that, the 1 p.m. panel featured, it spoke on police misconduct, arbitration, and the bias towards abusive police officers. How that arbitration seems to be biased, definitely towards the abuse of police officers, with panelists, which included Emma Keeshan, who's an advocate and associate from the ACLU of Ohio, Abdul Karim Nafi, co-founder of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, and Alfred Porter Jr., president of Black on Black Crime. I don't have to talk about what I talk about for the simple fact I've been talking about it on the show on a regular, but I will say that Crystal Jones, now I want you to picture, put yourself in her place. Let's think about this. This woman works and was working for the city of Cleveland, going through all kinds of abuse, and the woman said, you know something? Forget this. I'm going to sue them and see what happens. Go through some lean times, fight, and she actually won. So, wonder how many other folks out there think about it. Now, she said, support the activists because when you are in bed, they're the ones working for you to have a better life. Quit using the holidays as an excuse to not work because your enemies are still working against you. Use your phone to Google real information. Be prepared to put years of service into this. Not one station of news has dealt with this locally, which is her position. They didn't deal with what was going on. Well, I guess Man in the Street did on Blog Talk, but that's a different story because Voice of Radio will be dealing with it soon too, at least on my particular show. Now, the Brown Report, Carl Stokes Brigade can't do it by themselves, so join them because we are being censored. ACLU's Emma Keeshan basically was talking about Cleveland loses 2 out of 3 arbitration cases. The Cleveland selected arbitrator, they make arbitration an election issue, and that's what she's talking about doing. She said, basically speaking, it's white people in power, prosecutor, judges, police have defined our safety. We have to take back the word safety and define it in our own neighborhoods. And, hey, she definitely was not melanated. So to hear her say that was like, wow. And Kareem for Black Lives Matter said, Cleveland, hypocrisy in arbitration, where you have 50% of the arbitrators are part-time. Some lobby for police and others. Now, 70% of the arbitrators are white males, so there's a lack of diversity. That being said, it was just that, hey, we have to make sure that the city does a better agreement on arbitration. And I do have information on that that I won't get into all tonight, but I'll read it off basically here and there. And he was basically right. You have to be armed with facts to make an excellent conversation. With slick-talking politicians, quit voting straight down the blue wave or any town, any ticket. You just voted for Judge Gall once again and Judge John P. O'Donnell, who definitely didn't rule in our favor. So with that being said, I just wanted to throw out some of the things that happened at that particular meeting. Found it very interesting. What I can do is, since I've gotten through a lot of things here and there, and I'm glad that I was able to do that, I will let people know that if you choose the community ministries, that happens, if I'm not mistaken, every Sunday, 10 a.m., and that's with Pastor Ernest Harris. The address is 154 15 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, and they provide counseling for youth, family, marriage, 216-835-9704. And basically speaking, I guess they use the John 8:32, which is then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, which is very important because if you don't know the truth, how the hell are you going to be set free? And with that being said, I'm very thankful that we are able to get through so many different things. It's making it easy. I'll probably save the Ken Johnson article for next week. It sometimes helps to be right on certain things. Sometimes it's wrong to be right on certain things, but I think I'll deal with the Ken Johnson thing by next week just because, I was going to play something else, but you know something? My thing is this. I'm appreciative of the little bit of time that we have together, so I'll make it real easy on everybody. I try to find something that's so quick that it's all right. And so my thing is, thank you for what you all do. I appreciate it and what I can do to make it very, very easy. And like I say, my mind is on this. You don't have to listen because you do. I am so thankful that it keeps me going. So let's do a quick commercial break. And this is Kiel Say from that Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kiel Roy, one of my personal favorite songs.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember,
time of the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who we're from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outport, it got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outport, it got the news, kill, stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Outport, it got the news, kill, stay on the beat. Yeah.
Thanksgiving week edition.
And you know something, I'm not even going to talk about the other subject. By next week, I'll probably talk about the one thing that I'll be dealing with it next week's, not this week's Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, vigil going on, but I will be dealing with next week an interesting subject, which is, of course, about 3 years of being president, I found out something. It's hard being right, because being right will get you killed. We'll deal with that one next week. We'll also talk about my favorite council person, who has proven to be the most crooked council person of all time in Cleveland, Councilman Ken Johnson. We got to talk about that sucker. And we will deal with the after effects of some of the activities that are coming up. I do want to at least say that with maybe the next 3.5 minutes, and this is important because you will be following people like Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven. You'll see Suave Gotti. You'll see Black House Sounds doing the same thing. Right now, it takes a lot of work. They don't have a lot of work or time to do it, but it's good to at least have something up there. If you look at Sheriff Kilroy and Finality, it's on digital distribution, iTunes, iHeart, TuneCore, Apple Music, a whole lot of different things. And might not matter a lot to a lot of people, but when you see all of us up there on these different things, from TuneCore to you name it, finding different ways to sell music, that's a beautiful thing in itself. You see, I come from a time of, I never would have thought that would have happened. I remember selling cassette tapes and doing that at Jacob's Field. I've come up with a cassette tape in a time where people were selling CDs. And I should have not been able to sell, technically speaking, but people liked the subject matter because at that time you got a picture of the fact. I didn't rap because I thought I was going to make money at the age of 28. I rapped because, damn it, I was tired because at that time in 1998, I missed the lyricist, the freaking KRS-One's, Boogie Down Productions, Eric B. Rakim's, you know, The Message, Grandmaster Flash, The Fierce Five. Even the Tim Dogs, I missed lyrics. Damn it, I missed it. And I just rap to let folks know that, damn it, I could do this as a hobby, and I like it. And folks said, hey, I want to buy that, which was kind of interesting. I never put stock into it. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I'm not this great big guy who said, I'm going to be rich at this. That wasn't the case. Sheesh. And next thing I knew, SOTC, DJ Tech started playing the music. SOTC started putting all the cassette tapes, singles that myself and the groups at that time were doing, put them on CD and said, see if they can sell. And the next thing I knew, I would go on college radio, all these different shows and advertise, and people would show up at my job on a lunch break on a Friday outside of Jacob's Field, say, I want to buy that. You don't sound like XYZ. I'm glad I don't sound like XYZ. I'm glad that people I rap with don't sound like XYZ. Black House songs don't sound like no damn XYZ because we're grown men. Let's put it into context. I ain't trapping, fools. I don't trap. I work for a living. My feet hurt. I do work for the people. People I'm around, we know what work is. Family, taking care of responsibility. We're not on a damn video game all day. Our subject matter would not sound right when somebody who knows us comes in from church or somewhere else and says, hey, Porter, you did good song, but rolling in your six-fold with the tinted window, who you been shooting? You an activist. And when I stand there and look about eye, how can I say, well, you know, it's just roll and play it right now for you. They're going to look at me as being a motherfucking hypocrite. 5'11", 247 pounds. I'm trying to work on losing weight. Hypocrite. That's not me. I live like I walk, and I walk like I live. That's it. Mr. Motley walks like he lives. Why do you think he can put up with children and boys to man program? Some of your bad children that you should be looking out for as parents, sometimes he has to do that role. Mr. Powers hosting an event. Listen to folks as a CEO and doing follow-up phone calls. Damn it. That's the reason why music like a bankroll or delete obsolete can go almost anywhere in front of anybody and be heard, because folks, the struggles that the people are putting on right now to move further ahead. It's not to stay at the same spot, but it's to prove to all you fools out there who tell me that instead of being Al Porter, a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, I got to be Lil Neuter, Lil Durk, and I'm a big black man. Let's go further. How the hell am I going to call myself Young Porter and my black ass is going on 50 years old? There's an oxymoron in that somewhere. If you don't know the word, look it up. I don't live in fairy tale land. I'm a lyricist. I'm serious. I have to be, because when I'm dead and gone, what the hell y'all going to say about me? That I was either a man with this, real with this, or was that one fraud who never believed in anything that he said? See, I already get attacked while I'm alive. That's cool. Jeez, they crucified Jesus. But the thing is, how am I going to let it define me? I'm going to write my own book. Thank you very much. I appreciate you all for tuning in once again. If you heard something that you like, follow up and support us with some of these events. Creator bless you, and I want to thank Emax the Image, who heard me on the Art McCoy radio show and said, why ain't you doing your own platform? And I had to think about that. And then he taught me how to fish so that I could fish for myself rather than to wait for somebody to just give me a handout here and there. Be real. Love you. Talk to you. Done.